Good morning. Today's reading is John 15, verse 1 to 17. It's headed up, the vine and the branches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remained in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called upon you friends for everything that I have learned from my Father. I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I choose you and appoint you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other.
Jesus said, I am the true vine. And you know, this is one of the great I ams of John's gospel. I am who I am, as we probably know, is the declaration of God the Father, both past, present, and future. It echoes that time at the burning bush back in Exodus when God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. But I think of it as a statement. When something is I am always, it talks about I am in the past, I am in the current, the present, I am in the future. I will always be. The vine and the grapes were well-known sights in Israel. The vine said something. It meant something. It represented the people of God. God's people in God's place under God's rule. And you know, in morning prayers, they would often recite Psalm 80, which would say, you brought a vine out of Egypt, you drove out the nations and planted it. But the prophet Jeremiah had said that the vine was wild, it was rebellious, unhealthy, and into this setting, and I love the settings of all the I ams, into this setting, Jesus said, I am the true vine.